Let's talk a little bit about some of the cases you brought. You have a 62-year-old man who actually got ipi/nivo on a study. It looks like he had quite a bit of treatment prior to that, TACE and sorafenib, actually modified FOLFOX on a clinical trial, and radiation. It looks like he has metastatic disease of the bone.
Yeah.
What was his condition when you started him on the trial of ipi/nivo, and what happened?
This is actually a very striking case. You know, this is a gentleman who received local regional therapy, but eventually developed biopsy-proven metastatic disease to the adrenal gland. And we put him on sorafenib-based clinical trial. You know, we were testing the combination of sorafenib with FOLFOX on clinical trial. We thought he would be an excellent candidate. And sure enough, you know, he did actually benefit from that regimen for almost a year with stabilization of the disease. But then, you know, eventually he actually progressed very strikingly with bony disease. And one of the lesions is actually in the skull. So he had a lytic lesion, you know, in the skull. You know, we were able to actually radiate to temporizing the disease control. But on the other hand, you know, his performance status was still fair. But also, you know, his liver function was still compensated. We just happened to have the CheckMate 040 study looking at a sub-cohort of patients with nivolumab in combination with EP. So he was actually a perfect candidate. And to be honest with you, you know, when I put this gentleman on the trial, you know, I never thought that he would actually do that well because, you know, he was really towards the end of the fight, you know, if you will. But, you know, it just happened to be a good candidate for clinical trial with good liver function and relatively fair performance status. But once we started this treatment, his tumor burden was actually reduced significantly. He was achieving a partial response status. And also has remained this status, you know, for the past 2 years. It's unbelievable, you know, really clinical presentation for this gentleman.
He's still on treatment?
He's still getting treatment.
Wow.
And it's unbelievable.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing.
Any tolerability, toxicity issues?
Overall, he tolerated very well. You know, we monitored the thyroid function very closely. He did actually develop hypothyroidism, but, you know, it's very much well managed. And the fatigue level is actually overall very manageable. He never developed, you know, diarrhea-related issues. And so overall, you know, his tolerability is actually fantastic, you know, definitely better than the prior sorafenib in combination with FOLFOX-based regimen.
Really, what an amazing story.